Thank you. I found out about you a few months ago in Denmark. And a few days ago, I realized something about my life. Something really, really bad. And I want to really kick myself in the ass, if you can help me to do that.
We'll not be helping you kick yourself in the ass.
Thank you. Thank you.
But we will try to lull you away from doing it.
Okay. In a way, I'm quite successful and I'm quite wealthy. But there's something terrible about my life. And what I found out was that because of a pain which emanates as fear from my stomach, I have not been myself since around my childhood sometimes.
You and almost everyone else you know.
What was that?
You and almost everyone else you know. Uh-huh. In other words, it's the very thing that we were just talking about, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
I've separated myself from myself. All these many years, I've separated myself from life, from my body, from relationships, you know, kick out girls that I should have loved and not done business that I should have done and so many things.
Well, you know, we don't disagree with you that you have been sometimes holding yourself apart from who you really are.
Yes.
But the thing that we most want you to hear is that, and we talked about this before lunch today, mm-hmm. that in all of that contrast, you were in the process of becoming. And that fear that you have felt much of your life experience, or that discomfort, is your indication that you weren't letting yourself really keep up with all that you have become. But we want to say to you, the gap that you've been feeling is more about the expansion of you than it has been the dragging of the heels of you and not catching up with it. In other words, we don't think that it is as dire as you are now presenting it. We think that you've just now come into conscious awareness that you do have the ability to come into alignment, and now you have that conscious knowing you can't stand it when you don't.
Right.
And you can't stand it that you didn't. But that's the part that we really want to. We will chew your ass a little bit about that.
What was
because we don't want you to have regret about the gap closing that you didn't do before.
No,
we
no.
only want you to turn your undivided attention to the gap closing that you're not doing now, when right now you have the power to do it. And the thing that we most want you to hear is that regretting what you didn't do only widens the gap now.
Oh, I'm not regretting. Yes, sure. I'm with you.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, that's a good question.
Have you been able to resolve that fear in your stomach
no,
to some degree?
No, it's there right now.
Well, if it's there, then it still means that there are some habits of thought that you... All that means is you're thinking about you and your life in a way that the source within you isn't. And so, and the points that you have already pointed out, but the predominant subject that is causing that is mm-hmm. you are angry at yourself about not having lived your life differently. And the source within you is not angry about you not having lived your life differently. That's the thing that you want to resolve. Regret is a feeling that I should have done something differently, and there's no point in that at all. We want you to resolve that. We're going to give you a stream of statements. Just listen, and let's see if, as we visit with you, and as you just relax and listen, let's see if that knot doesn't subside. So just hear us. There's nothing for you to think about, nothing for you to do. Just listen as we speak. We're going to speak to you from your source perspective, and then we're going to speak as you from your source perspective. In other words, you'll see what we mean in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You have always done what you thought was best in the moment of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You have never been one to be unduly influenced by the peanut gallery that was clamoring around and trying to get you to go in a specific direction.
Mm-hmm.
You have been stubborn, you might say, in holding to your ideas and ideals.
That's true.
Well, all of that is symptomatic of someone who's tuned in, tapped in, turned on.
What was that?
All of that that we just said to you is symptomatic of someone who is tuned in, tapped in, turned on, who has closed the gap. In other words, you that knowing that you want to go a specific way, even when many others are trying to guide you otherwise, that knowing is symptomatic of being in alignment with that source energy. Mm-hmm. In other words, you have been more tuned in than you know. And a very funny thing here, we think that the regret that you're having now is as much about your not having been willing to please others as it is anything else. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that?
Yes, that I haven't been wanting to please others. Is that what you're saying?
What we're saying.
Which is true. You know, what I feel, you know, really within that I have some creative powers that I should, you know, present. There are things I have to do in the world. I have done many things, but there's something that I haven't done.
Well, you see, your frustration isn't about the things you haven't done. It's about the story that you've heard us tell, that life has caused you to become more. Are you understanding what we mean about vibrational escrow? Are you understanding that as you live life, ideas keep emanating from you?
Sure.
And the source energy part of you embraces them and becomes them.
Yeah.
And that feeling that you're feeling is that you haven't quite figured out what thoughts to think to get you to be a close enough match to who you've become so that it will happen in your physical experience. But you're on to it. In other words, that you've lived your life magnificently. You've let the contrast parlay you into these places. And you have let the contrast of your life shoot parts of you into this broader perspective, and you have not been holding yourself as far apart from who you have been becoming through all of your life as you are now trying to put words to. In other words, we don't think that there's been a great big gap between you and you through much of your life, but you know how as things build and build and build, Esther watched a television program last night on the evolution of ships. And they bought a new house in San Diego not long ago. And in that city, there is a beautiful ship in dock in downtown San Diego called the Star of India. And Jerry and Esther have been driving past it, but they have not actually taken the tour of it. And in the movie last night that Esther was watching, they were explaining that Star of India ship sort of stands as a monument, as the culmination of the ideas about shipping that took place over 5,000 years. And it made Esther's appreciation of that ship so big because it made her realize that, yes, things are constantly evolving and expanding and becoming, and there that ship stands as the best of all of the ideas so far to that point in the evolution of this industry. And in some similar way, we're saying to you that the longer you live, the more you become this vibrational escrow, and the more it becomes, the more intolerant it feels to you not to get up to speed with it. When you are a child, having small contrasts, you shoot your rockets of desire out, and you more easily catch up. The longer you live, the bigger the rockets, and the longer you live, the more potential for the gap between you and you. So it's not that there has been this big, awful gap, as you tried to explain to us, between who you are and who you now want to be. It's just that you've parlayed yourself.
You what?
The word we're using is you have evolved yourself. You have become yourself. You've expanded yourself. Mm-hmm. You have launched rockets of desire yourself. You have lived yourself into this powerful, creative being that now, more than ever before, you want to live the fullness of. It's not different from the man who sat in the chair earlier today who said, the old thoughts don't ring my bells like they used to. How can I get my bells to keep ringing? And the way you keep your bells ringing. We love that you feel like this, because what this is saying to us, you're still vital and alive, and you're still launching rockets, and you're still aware. This is the best part of all in what we're hearing from you. We want it for everyone. You are feeling the difference between who you really are and who you're being, and you're wanting to do something about it, you see. That's the creative edge. That's the creative edge that you intended when you said you would come forth in the first place to be here. None of you ever said, I'll go forth and I'll want it and I'll get it. I'll want it and I'll get it and then I'll be done. Thank you very much. I wanted it, I got it, I'm satisfied. None of you ever said that. You said, I'll want it and I'll get some of it and then I'll want more. And I'll want it and I'll get some of it and then I'll want more. And my wanting will become so expansive that it will keep generations beyond me still summoning, you see. You're a huge summoner. And the way you keep up with what you have summoned is by relaxing and by saying things. Now, we started the process. Let us pick up and begin it again. So now we want to speak about you and you from your current physical perspective. In other words, we want to put words in your mouth, so to speak. We want to say things that you might say on a regular basis that will help that not to subside. And that not subsiding automatically means the releasing of resistance. And the releasing of resistance automatically means the closing of the gap, the allowing of you to become you. And of course, you don't want to close it completely, because it never really closes completely until you croak. In other words, the death experience is the complete closing of the gap. So
it won't happen before?
Not in a steady, complete way that you are yearning for, in other words, because you're still alive. And as long as you're still alive, there's still going to be contrast. And as long as there's still contrast, there's still going to be becoming something more. So we'll never completely be closed, because there will always be a vibrational variance between the source energy you and the physical you.
Okay.
Good to know, yes? Mm-hmm. So, however, when you meditate, you come into vibrational proximity. In other words, when you meditate, you quiet your mind. When you quiet your mind, you stop thought. When you stop thought, you release resistance. When you release resistance, your vibration raises. When your vibration raises, you come into alignment with who you are. When you are appreciating, you're close to vibrational alignment with who you are. In other words, when you are feeling good, that means the gap is closing. When you are feeling bad or less than good, it means it's widening to some degree. So these are the things that we want you to practice saying. I am living life and I am living it well. I am making the decisions as best I can from where I stand. My criteria for decisions has been changing, and I've done the best that I could do every time. Every time. That is so accurate of you. You've never been whimsical or careless in the making of decisions. You've always tried your best to make the best decision from the balance of information that you have. I have done well in the making of my decisions. Now, I am overlaying a different...
What was that?
Now, we're speaking for you.
Yes.
I am overlaying, or I am infusing into my criteria. Now, I am contemplating, I am considering. Now I am considering other things as important reasons for the choices I make in thought. Now, more important than being right, I am making an effort to choose thoughts that relieve this knot. And I've noticed that when I beat up on myself, the knot gets bigger. I've noticed that when I beat up on others, the knot gets bigger. I've noticed that when I regret my past, the knot gets bigger. I've noticed that when I anticipate the future positively, the knot gets softer. I've noticed that I have control of the knot just by reaching for thoughts and practicing the thoughts that make the knot more acute, more painful, or the knot more soft and supple. I believe, we're saying for you, I believe that I have the ability to resolve this knot altogether. I believe that I have the ability to speak the words and think the thoughts that bring me into alignment with who I am. So I'm going to begin here. I believe I am a good person. I believe I am a good person.
Thank you.
I believe that I was born of source energy. I believe that I am living my life well. I believe that my life is unfolding as I intended for it to unfold. I believe that I have set many things into motion. I believe that I have the ability to understand the things that I've set into motion. I believe that there is more for me to do. I believe that there is more for me to do. I believe that there is a big thing in vibrational escrow, maybe many big things, and I have this feeling within me that I can't quite find them, but I'm wanting to know that I can. I'm wanting to trust that if this time-space reality has the power to inspire that desire from me, that this time-space reality has the ability to deliver it to me. And my frustration has been because I thought I couldn't find it, but now I'm understanding I can find it because I'm going to feel my way to it. I understand now that the dissolving of the knot means I'm moving toward it. The intensifying of the knot means I'm not. In other words, I can feel that this guidance is literally letting me know what I'm looking for. You following us?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think it is? What hints has your life given you? What do you think you're looking for?
You know, you mean, are you talking about the negative, that which has given me that feeling?
We're talking about that guidance.
That's a very bad childhood. That's a divorce and all kind of things. I'm sure of that. And an operation and some accidents. And being kicked out of home and being kicked out of school and a lot of things that I have managed.
But you see, you got kicked out of all of those places.
Sure.
Because you were not a vibrational match to any of those places.
Right.
It's listen back to the conversation that we just had, that there are energies like you, not so different from you, that are being born now who want so much to be absent of this knot that you're describing,
mm-hmm.
that they are coming forth being born different enough that nobody can make them conform. You lived in a society, you were that kind of being coming forth into a society that insisted that you conform, and you were unwilling to conform.
That's true.
And what this conversation is about and what your life has been about is that you've been looking for love in all the wrong places, in the sense that it was not in those homes, and it was not with what you're looking for is the alignment between you and you, though it was never in those places. But now as you stand at this stage of your life and you continue to tell the story that it was about that, when it wasn't about that, it was never about that. It was about your independence. It was about your freedom seeking. It was about your autonomy. It was about your knowing who you were. It was about you not being willing to be infused into the society and made into a puppet that would do the things that others would do. That's why you've lived a big life. That's why you have vast resources. That's why you've been of value to so many people, because you were not listening to those who were outside of you trying to get you to conform. You always could feel what was coming forth from within you in a stronger way. And our message to you now is, don't now begin condemning that very thing that's been serving you so well. Just understand it and the knot will go away.
Can I kiss you now?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Thank you. Is that okay?
Okay. Thank you. We want another one just like him. Where are you? That is an interesting act to follow, isn't it? We're wanting to continue the dialogue of understanding who you are. Let's begin here. Yes.